Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai ho. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauram, Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Om Jnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Nimitamena Tasmai Shri Guruye Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Vadhati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Prapadakama Shri Guruan Vaishnavam Shad Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahganaragunatham Dittam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Shri Lalita Shri Vishakhartam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jalapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Sri Radha Vrindavanesh Vishabhama Sute Pranama Panchakalpa Chalapashya Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnava Jyunam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaurva Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 24 Philosophy of Sankhya. And today is the shloka number from 22nd to 27th. Five shlokas together. Now we know this five shlokas is about the dissolution, annihilation, right? There is creation, maintenance, annihilation. So this shloka is talking about the annihilation, all these five shlokas. So, we heard the Sankhya philosophy. This is all the Sankhya means the counting. Sankhya means counting all the material elements. Five gross elements, three subtle elements, five senses, knowledge acquired senses, five working senses, five sense objects, mind, and also, of course, the jiva, different ways they count. So in this one, in the creation, you know, it starts from the subtle to gross, right? Because jivatma, the subtle body, mind intelligent is carrying, mind intelligent and ego is carrying the jivatma from one body to another body. So when the jivatma is entering the womb of the mother, he is in the subtle form, right? And then it requires the gross body. Right? Requires gross body, and then after 9 months is out in the material world, little baby. So now here it's showing the reverse. Because we already have the gross body, and we have subtle body. But now in the annihilation, when we leave this body, means we want to come from one step after one step after from gross body, we come to the subtle. That's what this shloka is about. And we will, in this one, we will talk about the, in this nice commentary on this, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is giving nice commentary about the shlokas. Also, we will talk from Maharaj Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj is an example of the shlokas, how, when he left his body, When he was a Saktava Shauta. But still, he was showing by an example of how he left his body. He's showing in the text with his fourth canto, chapter 23rd, text, Hare Krishna, 16 and 17. We'll talk about that. Then we will also talk about how, I hope we have enough time. Then we'll talk about how these five elements, gross elements, earth, water, fire, and ether, how when Krishna comes on this planet, how he purifies it. Then we'll talk about the how Lord Chaitanya came on this, appear on this planet, and how he is purifying this process, this purification of the whole this planet. How is he doing that? And then, of course, we talk about Srila Prabhupada, how he did it. And then, of course, when Kunti's prayers are also there about that. So we have a long way to go to it. And I hope I will have enough time. So, five stokas, how are we going to work on this now? So let's chant all five together. Is that okay? Okay, so let's start. Anne pralayate martyam, annam dana suliyate, dana bhumau pralayante, bhumir gande pralayate, apsu pralayate gandha, apasya swagmerase, liyate jyotishiraso, jyotirupe pralayate, Rupam vayu sacha sparshe liyate so pichambare amaram sabratan matra indriyani swayonishu yonir vaikarika samyam liyate manasisware sabdo bhutadi mahyati bhutadir mahati prabhu saliyate mahan sveshu Guneshu Gunatavatamaha Te avyakta samapsiyante Tatkale liyate avyaye Lo maya maya jive Jiva atma nimayaje Atma kevala atmastho Vikalpaya kalakshe. Did you notice how liyate and praliyate is used so many times? And the has become merged, liyate is also become merged. Same translation. So what am I going to do now? I'm going to read word for whole five shlokas or what? Just translation?
Okay. Thank you.
Translation by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. At the time of annihilation, the mortal body of the living being becomes merged into food. That was I had a question. How does merge into food? Well, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur will explain. Food merges into grains, and grains merge back into the earth. So it's a reverse process. The earth merges into a subtle sensation, fragrance. Earth's quality into fragrance. Fragrance merges into water. And water further merges into the own quality, taste. So water is, Krishna's design, the taste of the water. Water quality is the taste. That taste merges into fire, which merges into form. Fire is the quality, form is the quality of the fire. Form merges into touch, and touch merges into ether, because the touch, which is the ether's quality, is the touch. Ether finally merges into sensation of sound. And the senses all merging into their own origins, the presiding deity. So we all know, we have heard this before. All these senses, the sense of the presiding deities. We had talked about that before. We heard about that in the previous verses, previous chapters. And they, O gentle Uddhava, merge into the controlling mind. I didn't understand that. It's meant to all the Pissara entities merging into mind. Well, you can clarify that when after I'm done. Which itself merges into false ego, that's understood, in the mode of goodness. In the mode of goodness, passion is not. Sound becomes one with false ego in the mode of ignorance. And the all-powerful false ego, the first of all, the physical elements, merges into the total nature. The total material nature, the primary repository of the three basic modes, dissolves into the modes. These modes of nature then merge into the unmanifested form of nature. And that unmanifested form merges into time. Krishna says, time I am. Time merges into the Supreme Lord, present in the form of omniscient Mahapurush, the original activator of all living beings. That original origin of all life merges into me, the unborn Supreme Soul. I remember
Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur make very clear, merges into, not merges into Lord. There is always individuality remains as it is. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur will talk about it.
That origin of all life merges into me, the unborn Supreme Soul, who remains alone, established within himself. The Supreme Lord is always there. It is from him that all creation annihilations are manifested. So Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is the creator, he is the maintainer, he is the annihilator. We are just part and parcel of the Lord, and the Sankhya philosophy is scientifically showing us how these different elements, because of our desire, we acquire these bodies. This body is also made up from this earth, water, fire, air. And then how we acquire this body now, how by in this human form of life, by acquiring this body, how we can utilize in the service of the same person who has given us, using the same in the same personality, Krishna. How we use this, all these material elements, all the how this body we can use in the service of the Lord, and how by using the in service of the Lord, we can remove this all this covering, which is we will read from the how Prithu Maharaj did it. We'll read that. And then what is remain ultimately? Soul.
Right?
Soul is remain. Everything else is finished. And we are so Bhadradas is teaching, I'm the great personality. Greatest in the last community. False ego is heavy.
So all finished. Then you either chant Hare Krishna, then you go back to Godhead. Otherwise, you come again, and go again, the same repeated cycle of birth, death, old age, disease. Same cycle.
And this is what is happening in the material world. But we are so fortunate that we know what we have, we are up to, and what we can do. How can we get out? That is the mercy of this great personality, Prabhupada. Okay, let's read the purport. The annihilation of the material world is the reversal of the process of creation. Ultimately, everything is merged into rest within the Supreme Lord, who remains full in his absolute position. So Lord is always remains aloof in his position, absolute position. He is always aloof. He is not attached. He is not. It's like super soul within our body, right? Super soul is watching what we are doing. One super soul is watching what the jivatma is
which direction is your Atma is going, whether he is watching the material, he is going, moving his face towards the material energy or face towards the Krishna, right? Super soul within the heart, waiting for us. And that's what the great personality is giving there. Showing us that you more stupid, you better go turn your face towards Krishna, not turn your face towards the material. So let's read the it's a long commentary by Śrīla Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. I don't wanna bore you, otherwise I will go to sleep and you all will go to sleep. So I will just talk a little bit. What Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying. Now, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur talking about the creation first. Because in the purport he mentioned how is the reverse. Right? We talked about annihilation. So Krishna Chakravarti Thakur talking about him. And he's giving the shloka from the Taittiriya Upanishad, second chapter, text first. And this is Shruti are saying. This is from Taittiriya Upanishad, which is one of the Upanishads. Don't ask me what. Probably Prangovinda Prabhu can enlighten more after I'm done. But here, anyhow, it's a big shloka. Shruti are saying the shloka. Shruti. Yes, Shruti. It's amazing, you know. I don't know who am I. Tell you the truth. I'm born in India, Gujarati. I don't speak Gujarati good. I don't speak Hindi good. I don't speak English good. Who am I? I don't know. Kiyami. Really, and I'm married to American girl. And I cannot communicate with her clearly. What is my position? What should I do? I have to take the shelter of holy name, isn't it? Krishna is a kindness to me. Right? So anyhow, I hope you all understand. From Prakriti arrows earth. From earth arrows air. From air arrows fire. From fire arrows water. From water arrows earth. From earth arrows plants. From plants arrows food. And from food arrows man. So this is reverse process. Right? Okay. So the destruction is now described in the reverse order of the creation. The body merges into food which nourishes it. Now this will explain. The body merges after 100 years or less. That's understood. Then the food merges into seeds. So body merges into food, food merges into seeds. Since all food is destructible, seeds merge into earth. That's understood. Earth merges into fragrance. You read that? Dried by the samvartaka fire. Remember the destruction time. Samvartaka fire, and burned by the fire from the mouth of Shankarshan, earth remains only as fragrance. The senses merge into their origin, ahankara, in rajas. Means false ego and rajas. Rajogun. Why does rajas ahankara merge into the mind? An effect of ahankara is sattva, is a question asking. Then he is answering. Ahankara in rajas means falsing in rajas, rajoguna, is made up of knowledge and action. The rajoguna, that is knowledge and action. And takes the form of the knowledge senses and action. Knowledge acquires senses and the working senses from the rajoguna. The mind, however, is the controller. Ishwar. Mind is the Ishwar. of the knowledge and action, knowledge and knowledge, we understand that, about the senses, about the five knowledge acquiring senses and five working senses is the mind. So mind is the Ishwar of these five knowledge acquiring senses and the working senses. Thus it is said that the ahankar of rajas merges into the mind. Ether, ambaram, merges into sound tanmatra. Sound merges into ahankar in tamas. Now sound merges into ahankar in tamogun. Bhutadi. Tamas ahankar and sattva ahankar merges into mahatattva. Mahatattva along with sutra merged into the gunas. You know, three gunas. The gunas merge into prakriti. When the gunas give up their agitation, they merge in prakriti. Now prakriti is the state of the gunas in equilibrium. The verse seems to say that prakriti merges into time, but prakriti cannot be destroyed for destroyed. For it is said that prakriti is not subject to the six kinds of transformation caused by the influence of time. Rather, it has no birth, no death, no existence, no increase, no change, and no decrease. It is the cause of the universe, and this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, Chapter 4, Text 19. In the description of destruction told by Antariksha in the story of Jayanteya, destruction of prakriti is not mentioned. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 3, Text 15. This is summarized later. Anyhow. The annihilation is called, now this is again, she is given the translation of the 12th Canto, Chapter 4, Text 22. The annihilation is called prakriti when the energies belonging to the Supreme Lord and prakriti disassembled by the force of time merge together totally. Okay? The sentence then means simply at the time the gunas merge into prakriti, material conventional time which has been created, not the time element, merges in the jiva covered by maya, which is indestructible. The jiva should not lose his swarupa. This is the important point which is people, because most of the people think that the jiva merges into the Brahman and that's it. No, here it's saying jiva. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, all these people, they were there, they are there, and they will be in the future. They will be there in the future. So when we are going to Krishna, Golok Vrindavan, we will not merge into Krishna, but we will have relationship as a conjugal, as a parent, as a friend. Padradas was probably some dog somewhere. Krishna had a dog too, isn't it? Right? Radharani had a dog. Right? Many dogs. Okay. Anyhow, jiva should not lose his swarup and merge like the other elements, since he eternally exists as the tatastha sakti. Though it is said that jiva merges into paramatma, this means that the jiva with his undestroyed swarup is embraced by paramatma. Paramatma remains without any upadis. This is upadis, what we have here in this material world. We have got this upadis, this body is upadis. Atmastha. From whom it is seen that creation and destruction of the universe arises. So this is the commentary by Srila. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now. Let's fourth canto. Can you put the fourth canto on the board? Possible? Fourth Canto, chapter 23, text 16 and 17. Hi Prithuma, how Prithu Maharaj. The title of the chapter is Prithu's going back, Maharaj Prithu's going back home. And the text 16 and 17.
So let's see if I got it here on my computer here.
So Prithu Maharaj is gone to the forest, left kingdom. Now Archie was his wife, right? Archie. Yes, and she is going with him. In Kali Yuga, it will be difficult, isn't it? Take the wife. Why don't you want to come? You guys go yourself. Don't bother me. Just leave all your wealth with me. No offense, please. So let's hear text 16. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always anxious to elevate the living entities who are his parts and parcels. And for their special benefit, the Lord travels all over the world in the form of self-realized persons like you. Hold on, I'm sorry. 16, right? 16, right? Yeah, 16 and 17. That's what I have here. Well, I think it's Srila Prabhupada mentioning in the purport. That's why I say. Yeah, it's a long purport. Sorry. Let me see. Chapter 23. I'm sorry. What am I doing here? That's why I made a mistake. In this way, according to different positions of the various parts of the body, Prithu Maharaj merged the holes of his senses with the sky. His bodily liquids, such as the blood and the various secretions, with the totality of water, and immerse the earth with water, then water with fire, fire with air, air with sky, and so on. Srila Prabhupada is saying that Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fifth chapter, Lord Brahma clearly explains the creation. He explained one step after another the proper division of senses, control of the senses, object of the senses, and the material. He also explained how they are created one after another. Air from the sky, fire from the air, water from the fire, earth from the water, etc. It is important to know thoroughly the process of creation as it applies to this cosmic manifestation. It is similarly, cosmic manifestation, same thing is going on. Similarly, this body is also created according to the same process by the Supreme Lord. The personality of Godhead, after entering the universe, creates a cosmic manifestation, one after another. Similarly, the living entity, after entering the womb of a mother, also collects his gross and subtle bodies, taking ingredients from the totality of the sky, air, fire, water, and earth. The words yathasthanam vibhagashah indicate that one should know the process of creation and should meditate upon the creative process inversely and thus become free from the material contamination. Okay, now let's see, this is now how Prithu Maharaj did the annihilation. He amalgamated the mind with the senses with the sense objects, according to their respective positions, that's what this sloka is about. And he also amalgamated the material ego with the total material energy, mahatattva. So point is that when we become Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious, then our false ego will dissolve. We will have the true identity. Just like Srila Prabhupada had. The Prabhupada had two identities. He was here, his true identity. His false ego was no more. Okay. Now, this purport is to be difficult to read the whole purport. But, I will read something. In respect of the ego, total material energy is surrounded in two parts. One agitated by the mode of ignorance, another agitated by the mode of passion and goodness. Due to the agitation of the mode of ignorance, the five gross elements are created. Due to the agitation by the mode of passion, the mind is created. And due to the agitation by the mode of goodness, false ego identification with matter is created. This is of the creation of course. The mind is protected by a particular type of demigod. Sometimes the mind, mana, is also understood to have a controlling deity or demigod. In this way, the total mind, namely the material mind, controlled by material demigods, was amalgamated with the senses. The senses, in turn, were amalgamated with the sense objects. The sense objects are form, taste, smell, sound, etc. Sound is the ultimate source of the sense objects. The mind was attracted by the senses and the senses by the sense objects, and all of them were ultimately amalgamated in the sky. The creation is so arranged that cause and effect follow one after another. The merging process involves amalgamating the effect with the original cause. Since the ultimate cause in the material world is Mahatattva, everything was gradually wound up and amalgamated with the Mahatattva. This may be compared to Sunyavad or Voidism. But this is the process of cleansing the real spiritual mind or consciousness. When the mind is completely washed, all material contamination, pure consciousness acts. The sound vibration from the spiritual sky can automatically cleanse all material contaminations controlled by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chito Darpan Marjana. Chanting Hare Krishna. That's it. Pitu Maharaj went to so much severe austerities to go. We don't have to go there, right? We can just chant Hare Krishna in any position, any place, any circumstances. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all this disciplic succession, just by chanting Hare Krishna, we can go back to Godhead. We need only take the advice of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant Hare Krishna mantra to cleanse the mind of all material contamination. And this may be considered the summary of this difficult verse. As soon as the whole material contamination is washed away by this process of chanting, all desires and reactions to material activities become immediately vanquished, and real life peaceful existence begins. In this age of Kali, it is very difficult to adapt the yogic process mentioned in this verse, unless one is very expert in such yoga, and best course is to adopt the way of means of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Thus one can gloriously become freed from all material contamination by the simple process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Just as life in this material world has its beginning in material sound, similarly a spiritual life has its beginning in the spiritual sound vibration. Okay, now how this during meantime is we are living in this life, right? And there is earth, water, fire, air, and ether. How Krishna purifies it? Krishna is considered to be the best purifier. How difficult to say in English. He removes all pollution. When Krishna appears, how will he lead it? When he appeared 5,000 years ago, right? What did he do with Kaliya? With the Jamuna water. Jamuna was the water, right? What he did? He removed Kaliya. He purified the water, and the water was more tasty than the nectar. So he purifies water by removing Kalia. Because as you know, demon, as you know, Kalia had polluted whole Jamuna water. Right? And Krishna removed Kalia to go from here. So he purified water.
Okay. How he purified? How he purified the? How he purified fire?
By swallowing. Swallowing fire.
Light pollution removed.
So Krishna did that by swallowing fire.
Okay. How did he purify air?
Come on.
Yes.
Trinavarta. In the sky. Purify the air.
Okay. And how did he purify ether?
Come on, Shri. No, that is after that. But this is during Lord Krishna's time.
Another demon.
Yes. Yamasura.
Ether pollution was purified.
By Yamasura.
So Krishna, as we know, Krishna's one act performs so many.
He achieves everything by one act.
So Kamsa was sending all the demons, he killed them, and at the same time purified for his devotees, Prajvasis. So how can this apply now here in this Kali Yuga, where so much pollution is going on everywhere.
I mean, sound vibration, so much garbage sound, right?
Earth is polluted like anything. Air is polluted. Water is polluted.
Ether is polluted. Everything is polluted in this Kali Yuga.
So what is the solace? What we can do?
How are we gonna utilize Krishna's service? But how is gonna purify by chanting holy name?
Holy name is going to purify the whole atmosphere.
Holy name is going to purify everything.
Not just holy name is going to purify outside, but holy name is going to purify also inside.
That's why you say Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Isn't it yesterday what the doctor was talking about?
Right?
He was talking about that. Holy name is coming from the... Harinam, what is called Narottam Das Thakura saying,
Goloka Prema Dana Harinam Sankirtan.
So it's coming from the Goloka, this holy name.
So by chanting the holy name, all atmosphere is going to purify.
Do you think all this here in this new Ramananda property?
Do you think all these birds and plants are not affected?
Of course they are affected.
Because this sound vibration.
The sound of the holy name is so powerful that it will purify everything.
All these insects and all these we see, they all are getting benefit.
Squirrels and all this, they are getting benefit just by hearing the holy name.
I tell you, I have written on the trees, I have written the name Radha Krishna.
It was during the Vishwamba's marriage time. So one time, I have two trees, they have written Radha and Krishna.
And the car was parked right there.
And when the heavy wind came, both trees fell.
But both trees fell, the car was not affected.
Both trees fell on the sides. And you're wondering, how is that? Because holy name was written on the trees. That's why when you go in Vrindavan, you see on the trees, holy name is written, Jai Radhe, Shri Radhe, right Maharaj? Everywhere is written. And not just that, but the sound vibration. I have taped Srila Prabhupada chanting 24 hours going on in my property. It's all the... I'm not able to purify, but at least Srila Prabhupada's sound vibration will purify all the living entities around us. Who am I? I'm just a little mustard seed, and I'm thinking I'm a big personality. Come on. Bless me, Swai. Be merciful, all of you, to me. Bless me, Swai. Just get out of thinking that I'm a great personality. Bless me. Put dust of the lotus feet, all of you, on my head, please. It's really, his falsehood is so heavy, thinking that way. I did so and so much in the ISKCON. Right? This is all false. Padradas, nobody will care. You'll be in dungeon somewhere lying. Is that true reality? It's true reality. So that's what Srila Prabhupada did. Srila Prabhupada, we are so fortunate. Srila Prabhupada came, appeared on this planet, and this is what he did to relieve us from the cycle of repeated birth, death, old age, and disease. And he made so, he gave us so simple process. We don't have to go through all this, what Vithu Maharaj did. He went to the forest and he had to perform so much austerity. He was living on the leaves. King. Imagine the king. And he went to the forest, he was living on the leaves. Bhadradas cannot do it. I have to have air condition when it's hot, and I have to have a heater when it's cold. But Krishna is so kind, he is still providing, but still difficult to chant 16 rounds. Quality. That is the position, that is the situation I am in. So please pray. So now the last is this place, come to Brajmandal Parikrama. This is what doctor told yesterday. In his seminar, now he walk barefoot. He had the exercise of walking, right? Is that right? You attended. Walking. So come to Parikrama and walk. In the brush dust. And you all, of course, you all gonna go back to Godhead. Of course, I know that. But please come. Walk in the parikrama. And chant holy name. We should get this jet plane from here, from Alachua. Take everybody in one jet plane, right? Madhumati, you will be my manager to do that. So, what is here is a last one. Queen Kunti is praying in the first canto, 8th chapter, text 39. She is saying, Nayam sovishyate tatra yathe danim gadadhara tvat pade ankita bhati svalakshana vilakshitahe. O Gadadhar Krishna, our kingdom is now being marked by the impressions of your feet. And therefore, it appears beautiful, but when you leave, it will be no longer be so. So Braj, what I'm saying is, Braj is marked. Today even the Braj is marked with the footprints of Krishna. It is marked. I haven't seen him, but I'm just repeating what the great personality has said. So please come, and you all probably find it. If you all will come, you will probably find it. And when you find it, please tell me where it is. So plan it for next year. This year is too early, it's too late now. But please plan it for next year. We should arrange for the Madhumati jet plane next year. Yes, plan it. We take whole community there. And Pranagunda Prabhu will give classes there also. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Any question? Okay, so see you after Thanksgiving. Okay? Thank you everybody. Hare Krishna.